Democratic State Representative Denise Driehaus says she was shocked when she saw a full-page ad in her newspaper this weekend.
It struck me right off the bat because it's the Ohio logo. And I'm like, oh, this is from Jobs Ohio. And as I read through it, I thought, oh, this is being paid for by the taxpayers. And then I kind of looked at it and thought, what is this thing?
The ad that caught her eye in the newspaper has also taken life on television.
In the past year alone, Ohio businesses have created more jobs than almost every other state in the country. And it's only the beginning. There are so many new success stories here in Ohio. Tell us yours at thriveinohio.com.
Driehaus wonders why the ad is asking people to share their business success stories instead of focusing on the things she thinks businesses are looking for in a place to call home. She says Ohio should employ more of a strategic way to market and brand itself for business and opportunity than just haphazardly shopping for personal stories of success.
I mean, I've never had a business owner say to me, oh, yeah, you know, my neighbor said, you know, he works in Ohio and I decided to come here. I mean, it's just that's just not what they look to. And so as a state, I'm wondering what the strategy could be. And, you know, having talked to so many business owners, in my role, you know, as a state rep, I just can't imagine what they're thinking. And it's a lot of money. To date, I think it's $1.4 million. And in my mind, that money could have been better invested in education and funds for local governments.
Marlon Cheatham with Jobs Ohio says the new Thrive in Ohio ag campaign is working. On a speakerphone, he says the ad here in Ohio is a little different than the message being used in ads outside the state.
The message basically is that businesses and people are thriving in Ohio, that great things are happening all across the state, and people are getting back to work.
Cheatham says this effort is getting noticed in major places.
The ads actually have a broad reach. They're running nationally. We've done the Wall Street Journal, as well as run in regional publications such as the Chicago Tribune, Detroit Free Press, and Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Cheatham says the ag campaign will continue, complete with stories of business owners who report they're thriving in Ohio. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.